you don't get the room with Johnny here.
But I'm really happy to be rooming with Katie because she's the same age as me, and we can bond with each other well because we share a lot of the same interests and we're going through the same thing. And so it's been a lot of fun, but maybe at the next Olympics she can be my roommate.
I mean, going back to the dumps, seriously, did you see any, was there anything technically that you saw that you were doing wrong that caused what they saw as an under-rotation, or was it just maybe that moment you didn't get around?
Well, you know, I've grown up with the 6.0 system, so I was able to get away with my jumps a little bit cheated, but I thought they were right on the quarter, but, it's ultimately the judge's decision that counts, and so, I've grown up landing on the top of my toe instead of flat like some people do, and so I guess it's just something that I have to work on.
You mentioned earlier, Yuna has the spotlight. How can that work against her and for you?
Well, I'm not here to beat her or anything. I'm just here to do my best, and I hope the best woman wins, and it's not like I'm going to do anything to give her a disadvantage because I'm here for myself, and I wish her all the best, and hopefully she skates her personal best as well.
Is it strange competing against her? Isn't she one of your idols, and then you're in the same competition, and the same with Rachel, you know, your competitors and now your teammates?
I wouldn't really say she's my idol because I've grown up with Michelle Kwan and Sasha Cohen, and they've made, you know, when I was little, I just looked up to them because they handled themselves as champions. And, Kim, I've always, not really as an idol, but I've always respected her as well because she just is a rising star and she keeps getting better and better, and I hope to be like that too. But Michelle Kwan has definitely the biggest impact on me.
And what about with Rachel, competitors and now teammates?
Well, regardless of who I compete against, she's still my friend because out there on the ice it's not like racing where if someone gets in your way that could impact you because I'm alone on the ice, and so it's my own skating and I love skating, so she's my friend on and off the ice, and so I wish her all the best.
What is the advantage? You said I have a blank slate coming in here, not having been to the Olympics before. How do you think that can work to your advantage?
Well, not having to think is always an advantage because I don't have to think about the negative aspects of skating, and I'll definitely be nervous out there, but I'll just use that to my advantage, like a racehorse that's ready to get out there and show them what I've got.
All right. You speak Japanese, correct?
Yes.
Do you ever talk to the Japanese skaters at competitions?
In Japanese customs and in every other custom, it's always respectful to say hello. So when I see the Japanese jacket and they don't look too busy, I'll just give them a quick greeting.
Do you ever give interviews in Japanese to any of these folks?
Yes, and they always laugh at me for my broken Japanese.
Can I ask
You're
a question
quite the,
in Japanese then?
Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead. I'll go next.
そんなの聞いたことありませんよ。うちのレストランは未来流すのレストランなのでぜひ未来のロールを食べに来てください。
マオちゃんにじゃあ食べに来てほしい。
あ、それはなんていうんですか、お父さんともう家族全員が嬉しいです。
Now translate.
And so what are you saying?
is her Japanese good or not?
She's very good.
Well, they asked if we have a Mao soda roll at my parents' restaurant, and I was like, no way, it's my parents' restaurant, so of course there's only going to be a Mirai Nagasu roll, but if they'd like, they could come eat it. And they said, well, how about if Mao came to my parents' restaurant to eat my roll? And I was like, that would be an honor.
Now, you're quite the jokester up there. You have a lot of fun. Are you known, like, by that with your friends at home? Is that the type of personality you always exude?
It's just my personality, and some questions, they tend to amaze me because, you know, there's only been 3 weeks between nationals and NAN, so it's not like there's going to be a really big change that I can handle coming here.
Right, and
no
it's
quad.
Even the
no.
Even like the joke about the quad. I mean, that helps you. I bet just kind of keeping everything in perspective too.
Definitely.
And when you've also confessed that you're kind of you like to be lazy sometimes, and you're a junk food junkie. So, what are your plans when all this over, when you're done with the whole Olympics? What are you going to do?
Well, first of all, I'm going to the grocery store and going to the sections with refrigerators and getting the ice cream, and then sitting in front of a TV and just eating my heart out, and hopefully it'll be because I'm happy and not because I'm sad.
What's your favorite part about the athletes today?
Just seeing how many athletes there are in the world, and it's almost as if we feel like we're the chosen ones, because, you know, we're the ones who are able to grab onto that chance to get here to the Olympics, and I never thought that I'd see so many athletes.
Your attention, please. We have approximately 5 minutes left in the breakout session. Please plan your time accordingly.
Well, I don't even know half the sports, and so they're like, what's your name? Is your name Ryan Nagoski? And I'm always embarrassed because I don't know their name. And, it's just an honor to be representing the United States of America.
Is there one you wanted to meet of all those 2,500?
Well, I did get a picture with Sean Waite, and obviously I know him because he's on, like, games and et cetera, and his hair is so recognizable, and hopefully I'll get to meet Apollo Anton Ono as well, because he also has a Japanese heritage.
Right. Are both your parents here then?
They're not here yet because they have to work at the restaurant, so they'll be only closing for a few days and just coming up when I compete. But I'm going back home as well.
Your parents are both Japanese. How does it mean to you to?
Thank you.
How does it mean to you to compete as representing the U.S. team?
I just say that it's a big honor because, you know, in America, America is a country for all heritages because everyone who is in America is basically an immigrant, and so. I feel like America is special because it's just a mix and match of every single culture, and they're so accommodating, so it's just a big honor to be representing the U.S., and that's what my home is. So.
Female figure skating is always a huge draw at the Olympics, especially for the U.S. audience. How are you dealing with all that?
Well, I have to say I feel kind of special because it's like the only sport that's artistic, and you know, we don't all look the same because we're not wearing masks and ski suits. So I'd like to take advantage of that, and hopefully I'll be the athlete that everyone remembers.
Right, can you talk a bit about what it was like seeing Vice President Biden yesterday? What did he tell you guys?
Well, actually, I didn't go to see him because I didn't know you had to say you wanted to go. So I just stayed in my hotel room and got ready for the opening ceremonies.
Where did you get your shoes?
These I got at the Chicago Summit, okay. Media Summit. They're cool. Look, I got my name on them.
Did they do that for you specially, obviously?
Yes.
And gold on?
You mentioned that you were really sweating last night in your big jackets. Have you found Vancouver to be warmer than you expected? Did you pack right?
It's definitely warmer, and actually I packed perfectly because I only brought a few jeans and my undies, socks, some skating clothes, and the rest of it we got at processing.
You don't seem nervous at all about this. I mean, you seem like you're enjoying your time in the spotlight.
I didn't come to the Olympics to be nervous and to let my nerves overtake me. I came here to have fun, and that's just what I'm doing.
Mariah, at the media summit in Chicago, it seemed like you were, I can remember you talking about Sasha saying that might even be intimidating. It seemed like you were more nervous then. Did something transform between then and nationals, and can you describe how?
Well, every day that I'm training, it's raised my confidence a little bit because, you know, doing my programs every day has really helped me improve this year, and at every competition I've been improving, so that's just raised my confidence. And, you know, by the end of by nationals, I didn't even care who was there. I just wanted to do my best and make it to the Olympic team.
And a year ago, you were a little doubtful about yourself. I know you were coming off some injury, but also you were expressing some doubt. I mean, did you have to fight to get through that?
Well, I never really thought that I'd actually make it here, and it was always a dream, but, you know, I wasn't really sure if I would be able to do it. And to actually make it to the Olympic dream, it opens up so many opportunities, and I'm so honored to be here.
Rachel talked about school life. How's your school life?
Well, I'm not like, sorry, Rachel and taking four APs because, you know, I don't really enjoy books like she does. I'm more of an artsy, crafty person, so I'd much rather be taking drawing classes and art classes.
Your attention, please. There's 1 minute left in the breakout session.
I'm homeschooling, and you know, homeschooling has really helped me, but it's also been to my disadvantage because I have more trouble with pronunciation, which I already had trouble with. Like, I used to say political as political, and now I know that's wrong, so I can fix it.
You go home tomorrow or today?
Tomorrow.
And coming back when?
The 19th. I decided to stay for the weekend because it's hard to find ice on the weekends. まだまだベストはつかないと思うんですけど、あのその時のベストをできたら、立てたらいいなと思うんですけど、でもあの表彰台に乗れたらもう夢の夢の夢が叶えると
思うので。分かんないですね。
もう世界中に未来の滑りを見せたいだけです。ありがとうございます
。
Yeah.
Because
like, you know, we don't have like helmets covering our eyes or characteristics, so I just gotta take advantage of them and that and show everyone what I'm made of.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
Rachel. She's practicing.